English News.
Prison. This is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened to me, said Joy Grace after she was sentenced to 2 months in prison because her son had missed school. She was tried under a new law in Ireland which punishes parents who ignore their children's truancy. Some children never go to school, said David Sweeney, a headmaster from a secondary school in Dublin. And the parents don't do anything about it. This new law will deal with them, he added. The new law is also backed up by the latest technology. A central database records the names of absent students each day. And if a child misses roll call, the system automatically sends a message to the parents on their mobile phones. It's quick and efficient, and we're very pleased with it, Mr. Sweeney added. Parents without a mobile phone receive a more traditional telephone call. Meanwhile, 42-year-old Mrs. Grace is serving her sentence in a women's prison in Dublin.
What a lovely bird! There were strange noises coming from Court 6 during a trial in San Francisco last month. Instead of the usual sounds of lawyers presenting cases or defending clients, there were loud squawks of hello, shut up, and go away. So, who was responsible for all this noise? Actually, it was an 18-year-old parrot called Bosie. The parrot originally belonged to Miss Rachel Arcady. She bought him about 6 years ago. However, she had to give him to a friend after she moved to an apartment with strict no-pet rules. The new owner, Mr. Suthby, 35, claims the bird is now his. Miss Arcady disagrees. I've never quite had a case like this where there's so much love and emotion on both sides, admitted the judge. During the trial, a new carpet had to be placed under the bird because of all the mess. And witnesses occasionally asked for questions to be repeated because of all the noise. During breaks, Bosie received water and seeds to keep him happy. In the end, the judge decided the bird belonged to Mr. Southby. The judge did the right thing, Mr. Southby said.
Beer for pigs. One of the top tourist attractions in the state of Alabama is a 4-year-old pig with a taste for beer, and thousands of tourists have crossed state borders to come and see him. The pig, who is known as Hog Swallop, had his first drink 2 years ago. His owner, Pete Booz, had left a full can of beer on the ground. Seconds later, Hog Swallop picked up the can with his teeth and knocked back the contents. When Mr. Booz came back, he saw the pig with the can in its mouth. I couldn't believe it at first. Then I got another can, opened it, and watched how my pig downed the contents. He seemed to really like it, and, of course, he got a bit drunk, which was really funny. He was trying to walk, but he kept falling over. Mr. Booz later sold the pig to a circus, and now Hog Swallop is working for the Alabama Ministry of Tourism, posing for photos and entertaining visitors at a small farm outside the town of Drinkham. And since then, tourism rates have shot up.